This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. As COVID-19 restaurant closures in Texas stretch into another week, the state's restaurant operators officially take their reopening strategy to state leaders today. We hear from the president of the Texas Restaurant Association. Emily Williams Knight says even though Texas restaurants have been able to keep operating on a takeout basis only, too many may still starve to death if they can't reopen soon.
We were projecting early on that we would lose between 20 and 25% of our restaurants in Texas. We have now uncovered that it wasn't working for restaurants. So we're projecting unless relief comes in and unless the governor and his team are able to open us effectively, that we could lose north of 35% of our restaurants across the state.
Knight says last week, her association unveiled the Texas Restaurant Promise, a plan to safely reopen restaurant dining rooms to eager paying customers. She says her organization takes the plan to the governor's strike force today.
It's tough to bring people back when you still can't open your doors. So it's this double whammy of a massive hit to employees, especially for Dallas-Fort Worth, but also with not knowing when we can bring them back safely and have the work for them.
Knight says just a few months ago, before COVID-19, Texas boasted at least 50,000 establishments employing 1.4 million people, turning $70 billion in sales. Since COVID-19, 350,000 industry employees have lost their jobs. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.